你好，欢迎走进新闻周刊。2015年就快要过去了，在新年即将到来之际，新唐人新闻周刊节目组的全体直播人员在这里祝各位观众朋友新年快乐，万事如意，在新的一年有新的收获。好，首先带您关注，享誉世界的美国神韵艺术团2016年巡回演出，首场演出周二在德州休斯顿鸣锣登场。休斯顿的观众在观看演出以后，震撼于神韵演出每一个细节的完美，从舞蹈、服装、音乐、天幕，到演员高超的技巧、默契的配合以及丰富的表现力。他们感谢神韵将如此美好的传统中华文化展现给观众。很多人都说，他们以后将年年都来看神韵。
美国神韵艺术团成立于2006年。这一年，一群中国顶尖的传统艺术家为着同一个愿望来到纽约，他们希望以表演艺术的形式复兴失落已久的传统中华文化，并向全世界传播，再现中华神传文化的真谛。到现在，神韵艺术团已经成为世界第一流的艺术品牌，异彩流光的5000年神传文化在神韵的舞台上重现辉煌。演出的纯真、纯善、纯美，让全世界的观众感动、惊叹、震撼。目前，神韵带着全新的节目，已经开始了2016年度的世界巡回演出。从2015年12月至2016年5月，神韵将莅临19个国家的100多个城市，再一次把传统中华文化的气势磅礴和博大精深展现给全球的观众。2015年12月22号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿的首演，开启了神韵2016年度的世界巡回演出的序幕。对于休斯顿的观众们来说，感受最深的就是神韵演出令人惊叹的美丽。
Now we go and see a lot of these performances, and as I walked out, I told her this is one of the first performances that I would come back and watch again. It was so beautiful.
I love it. I love the costumes. What I love too is their modesty. You know, I mean, we've been to a lot of different shows and things that I couldn't take my kids to because I'd be like, you know, the ladies are risque or things like that. But it was modest, but and beautiful and elegant. And I just kept watching the girls with their sleeves or the fans, and their moves were just
stunning, beautiful, the colors and everything.
I love the men with that fan dance and just the timing, that click and the drums. And I thought, wow, drums with just flat surface. I mean, they were just different things that, you know, just to watch and to get a little bit more of an idea of the culture. It was also a wonderful bonus.
Every one of them is just so beautiful. They're like little gems. They're like, and the men are like little elves, little fairies, and the monkeys, and the expressions, and the pantomime. And it's so beautiful.
退休会计师乔安非常喜欢神韵的色彩搭配。他说，很高兴能在圣诞前夜观赏神韵。
It's very beautiful. It is really beautiful. The costumes are so ethereal, and I love the colors, the contrasting in the colors. And I've always enjoyed the Oriental how they put the colors together and the contrasting, the pinks and the greens and the oranges and the greens. And they're just so beautiful, and the way they make their costumes move to the steps, and it just adds so much. It's just such a wonderful experience. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm so glad I got to come on Christmas Eve. This is our Christmas present, my daughter's and my Christmas present.
神韵演员们精湛的舞蹈技巧和天衣无缝的配合也让观众大为赞叹。
Technique and all the skill that goes in this is fantastic. I think any athlete would appreciate what they're doing. Absolutely. The movements that they're doing, it looks so simple, but it's because they're so strong and perfected it. I mean, like the double kick over, I mean, those are very difficult moves for people to do.
I mean, they're so flexible and they're so light, and they can jump and flip and tumble, and you don't hear them hit the stage when they tumble. It's so crisp and light.
Synchronization, mini acting as one, is very important in Asian culture. And I thought that was just unbelievable. The fans all clicking at the same time and opening up, that was just tremendous.
神韵演出通过音乐和舞蹈讲述故事，让各个民族、国家、不同年龄的观众都能领会到神韵的内涵。
So it was stunning, marvelous, and breathtaking, really. Very inspiring. It actually felt at one point I was starting to cry. So it's just, it brings tears to your eyes, seeing the stories and how they develop and unfold. You actually feel the story. You feel as if you're there. So it's very heartwarming and gorgeous, simply gorgeous.
And the music was so beautiful. And I loved definitely the opera singers, both the male and the female. Even though, unfortunately, I didn't understand what they were saying.I still really appreciated the feeling that they emuted when they sang. It was very passionate what they were saying, and it was very interesting, and to read what the translation of it was. It was very, very nice. I especially like the soprano. She was wonderful.
It was spectacular. It was really, really good. We loved it. We want to come back next year.
It was really awesome.And I liked the singing. Also, I liked how they expressed the feelings without even talking, just by dancing.
还有观众感谢神韵，让他们了解到了中华传统文化的美好和壮丽。
It kept coming at me so fast that I wasn't even sure. It was like, I'm just processing the last piece, and more is coming. And just more excitement and more excitement and more excitement. And all the combination of music and dance and history, it makes you think and understand there's so much of the culture out there, so much that we've missed. Gives us an understanding of China and what's happened there and the past and just the loss that has been there and that we get to enjoy that by having the show here. So it's absolutely wonderful.
在神韵抵达休斯顿首演之际，包括美国总统共和党参选人、德州参议员克鲁兹在内的多位德州政要向神韵主办方发去贺信，欢迎神韵的到来。我在此表彰神韵通过音乐和舞蹈刻画杰出的历史和丰富的文化。神韵用演出来庆祝中华五千年文化遗产，我对此表示敬意。鉴于神韵艺术团带来真正的传统中国文化，以及将休斯顿作为神韵新年度演出的开始之地，我宣布2015年12月22号至2016年1月2号为神韵演出日。美国神韵纽约艺术团将在休斯顿演出12场，直到1月2号。在下一周，神韵将在密歇根州、犹他州、加利福尼亚州的多个城市巡回演出。观众朋友可以通过网址www.神韵.com 了解更多信息。
今年6月26号，由新唐人电视台和大纪元时报联合主办的 Taste Asia 亚洲美食节在纽约时代广场开锣，一连三天，来自世界各国的名厨同台献艺，不但有汇聚中韩、日本、泰国等亚洲国家的美食，还有各国特色的文艺表演，让人们流连忘返。
1, 2, 3, and we're off!
被誉为世界十字路口的纽约时代广场，一改高楼林立、霓虹闪烁的时尚繁华，取而代之的是古朴的竹门风车、青瓦金柱。人们仿佛蓦然置身中国的大唐盛世，来自世界各国的名厨同台，包括12位明星厨师联袂展示精湛厨艺，其中有来自日本的铁人料理比赛冠军胁屋有词，以及纽约市最著名的法餐厨师之一戴维布雷现场展示厨艺烹调拿手名菜。这次亚洲美食节还有很多商家提供特色美食，无论是游客还是纽约客，都可以饱览美食节的盛况并大快朵颐。
好开心啊，而且是中国的吃的，我很骄傲。
我是台湾人，所以一进来就看到那个台湾的卤肉饭，觉得还蛮兴奋的。
也有民众赞誉美食节的国际影响力不容小觑，
因为难得在这里这么大的广场能讲中文啊，我觉得哎呀好像蛮亲切的，
就是讲中文就变得有点国际化了嘛。
恭喜你们，我觉得这个活动办得很好。
Who loves Indian food?
美食节还有很多特别环节，比如吃饺子比赛、最佳各国餐馆评选和现场抽奖。
And I won two business class tickets to, I guess, anywhere I want in Asia, which is great.
其实做菜跟做人差不多。你要是把给客人做菜全当给自个儿最亲的人做菜，没有做不好的。
本年度亚洲美食节的重头戏第七届中国菜厨技大赛也在6月27号举办，囊括粤菜、东北菜、川菜、鲁菜和淮扬菜五大菜系，12位高手一决高下。大赛不仅是厨师们手艺的比拼，更是通过正统中国菜烹饪弘扬中华美食文化。亚洲美食节大约吸引上百万人前来品鉴，秉持弘扬中华传统的理念，让华人和中华文化再次登上国际舞台，也让很多西方人了解承传千年中华文化的博大精深。新唐人电视楚玉综合报道。